Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that's been plaguing the black entertainer for a very long time. We're going to talk about something that we've all been hearing about. All right. We're going to talk about Kevin Hart and this whole Oscar fiasco. Let me quick give a shout out to Anchor Podcasting for helping me launch my podcast. And they've been doing a great job. And I also want to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, Baboon Go Bags. Okay, go to baboontothemoon.com and get your go bags. And please add the Me Season code so you can get 10% off of them things. Okay, they may be a little bit expensive, but worth the work, worth the work. Now, back to the show. Now, we're going to talk about the LGBT community first. Let's start because this is kind of a four-part podcast that I want to kick off. Let's start with the LGBT community. I want to say this to y'all. You're bullies. I'm sorry, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all so used to my podcast being friendly, so friendly and being so PC up to some point. You're like, no way BC just said that. Oh, yeah, let me run it back for you. You're bullies. As of late, because the LGBT community has had a megaphone in front of their mouths and people are now listening to their stories and people are now taking their stories seriously. People are now listening to their trials and tribulations, and not only listening, we're trying to find solution to those. They are using that against us. I want to bring up a story that everybody's heard. I didn't speak on it because it really didn't make no sense. It just was slander to this man. But excuse me, Dwight Howard, right? Now, Dwight Howard may or may not be gay or whatever. So what? Who cares? Okay. But somebody who is openly gay, okay, from the LGBT community, I forget this person's name. I wish I had it right here in front of me. I tried to look it up on, but they... It's so hot, man. Forget it. But this person not only recorded conversations with Dwight Howard, he put them out. I apologize. She put them out because it is a transgender. So I don't want to disrespect anybody. But she put them out for all to hear. And she was on there talking about, you want things put inside your behind. Well, she said something worse than that. I try not to cuss whenever I get a chance. But you want something put in your behind, Dwight. I sent nudes of me, Dwight. You want me to come give you head, Dwight. You wanted for you to come give me head, Dwight. Like, and that's how she kept saying it, Dwight, Dwight. So you know what she was trying to do. She was just trying to, she knew she was getting it recorded and she wanted to get all that off. Now, why she exposed the man, we really don't know the deep. You know, intel of it, but what I do know is that's bullying. And then told him, you either tell the world about me or I'm gonna go out there and tell the world about me. And that's why she started, you know, I'm not sure the underline. I know that's what she told the world, and I know that's what most journalists have talked about, but me, stoners, I don't know. You cannot be sending news and talking about 69 and then doing all this other good stuff, and then the next thing you know, stoners, you know what, I'm gonna expose you. What? Why would you do such a thing? Who raised you? So my point is, stoners, is like the LGBT community is being bullies. Now let's get into the topic at hand. The topic at hand is, hold on one second, let me hit my thing. I got the bong out. I ain't got no guards and I ain't feel like going to the store. So the LGBT community has struck again. Dun, 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 dun. Kevin Hart. I know I'm late on it, but stoners, you know how my podcast and my Stoner Talk videos go on YouTube. So Kevin Hart, 10 or 11 years ago, wrote a homophobic joke. And he wasn't even talking to a gay person when he said this. He was talking to a friend and he tweeted a homophobic joke to him, called him a fag and called him gay. And, you know, I think he referenced Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. But he said a lot of homophobic things that would not go well for the LGBT community. He apologized not once, not twice, not three times, but then a fourth time, excuse me, on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And that's still not enough. They're still coming at him, wanting him to apologize literally at every function that he goes to. It's, hi, I'm Kevin Hart. I want to apologize to the LGBT community. Welcome to the event today, people. Like, that's what they want. He's apologized. And since that 10-year mistake he made, Stoner, since that mistake he made, he has never used those type of comments, not even a little bit. He has, the best apology, Stoner, what was told to me was change behavior. Don't just tell me you're sorry. Show me you're sorry. Okay, don't just tell me you'll never cheat on me. Nigga, never cheat again. Or woman. And he has done that. We have never heard a homophobic word out of Kevin Hart's mouth since that moment. But that's not enough. And they're now they're bashing Ellen because Ellen's a gay woman. And because Ellen was defending Kevin Hart, saying that he has apologized and he just apologized again on my show. You know, he should still do the Oscars, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. He should still do the Oscars and live his life. And they're bashing her now, Stoners. They're bashing one of their own, a prominent member of the LGBT community who went through everything they went through, but more scrutinized because she's a celebrity. And they're bashing her now. She's getting flack. Flack. Here's my thing, Stoners. What do you... everybody's about to turn to Tyrese. What do you want from me? Honestly, you wanted me to apologize. He did that. You wanted him to change your behavior, not only just apologize. He did that. What more do you want? What are you looking for? Kevin Hart apologized multiple times, and now Kevin Hart is still not going to do the Oscars. Kevin Hart would not be doing the Oscars because, I'm sorry about that, I had to hit the thing. It's pretty big and I'm by myself in the studio, so. But Kevin Hart would not be doing the Oscars, and I commend him for doing such. Okay, move the mic a little bit. Okay, let me tell you why. And he explained this also on the Ellen DeGeneres show, but I'm going to reiterate and put it in my own thoughts, my own ways. Okay. What happened to him was a deliberate attack on him. It wasn't like he tweeted this a couple of weeks ago or a couple of days ago or last night. And they say, wait, man, you can't come on here and do it. This was done 10 years ago. If you know Kevin Hart, if you follow Kevin Hart on Snapchat, Instagram, or Twitter, you know he's on there every day. So to go back, he has over 50,000 tweets, 40,000 tweets, Stoners. So to go in there and go back 10 years and find that tweet, that was an attack. That was, oh, wait, he got, because check it out. He even said it on the Ellen DeGeneres show, Stoners. Okay. He said, and I quote, we got the information and no more, not even 24 hours went by because he got it that night. Honestly, that night he got the, that morning, I apologize, Stoners. He got the information that morning that he was going to be hosting the Oscars around about 9, 10, 11 a.m. The next morning he wakes up to everything. That's not even 24 hours, Stoners. That is not even 24 hours. That means as soon as they got the word, and I don't know who they are, trolls, haters, whatever, but as soon as they got the word, they went to work. They went to work, Stoners. Because if this would have went left, same thing as the Aziz Ansari story. If this would have went left, he could have lost his whole career because of homophobic tweets and because of the way he handled it, because he handled it perfectly. I do apologize, but I literally already, how would you feel if you made a mistake 10 years ago, right? Somebody go find a mistake. It don't have to be tweeted or publicized, but they find out something and they've got the proof that you did it. And they put that out there. And now everywhere you go, you have to apologize for that one thing that you've not only already apologized, but you don't even do anymore. That's not even how you are anymore. Huh, stoners? How would you feel if that was your fate? Wouldn't feel good, would it? Ah, no, it wouldn't. But that's what we have given to Kevin Hart. Now, let me tell you why I think him stepping down from the Oscars was great and apologizing while at the same time. Hold on one second. Let me hit that. Now, here is why him apologizing and stepping down was the great thing to do. You were supposed to apologize to the LGBT community for the ones that haven't seen those tweets and now it's being put in their faces. I apologize. I'm sorry you even got a chance to see that. He has done that. And this is why, as a black man, he was not supposed to take that job at the Oscars. Because what they did, and he quoted, he said, when they called him, they said, it's been brought to our attention that some homophobic tweets were put out about from you a few years back. Listen, we can't have that. If you're going to be a part of this show, we're going to need you to apologize or we're going to have to go move on and find another host. They gave him an ultimatum, stoners. Okay, so now you've given this man an ultimatum. You either apologize or we're going to find somebody else. Here you go, little black boy. Jump. You better jump. If you don't jump, we're going to take it away. So what Kevin Hart did was, well, I don't even want it, but you are right. I will apologize, but I don't even want what you think that I need. Do he want it? Of course. Who wouldn't want that opportunity? There's only been 3 black hosts of the Oscars in 88 years. I'll repeat that. There's only been 3 black hosts in the 88 years the Oscars has been on TV. Yeah, so he was excited to be a part of a very small select few who get to host something like that. So he was excited. Yeah, I do want it, but I don't need it. He's about to start shooting for Jumanji in February. He's got tours. He got TV shows. He has a lot on his plate. He made room for y'all. Y'all made room for trolls. Now you made your bed, lay in it. Ellen said that you're going to let them win if you don't do the Oscars, then the trolls get what they want. And what she don't understand was the trolls did not just want Kevin Hart not to do the Oscars. The trolls wanted to not see Kevin Hart ever again. See, what goes on sometimes, stoners, and I'm not saying all the time, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but sometimes the powers that be stir the pot a little bit to either try to humble a certain black star or just altogether get him out of here. I think this was the beginning of a get him out of here. You either conform to what we want or get him out of here. Now, what he did was, you know what? I'm going to apologize to my brothers and sisters of the LGBT community, but you know what you can do with your Oscars? You can shove that. He's a man with pride. You're not going to dangle something in my face and make it seem without you, it never will be done. You know, and I really hope that everybody who the Oscars have called don't Travis Scott the game, you know, and perform. You know, Travis Scott is performing at the Super Bowl, and even Jay-Z turned down the NFL because of the Colin Kaepernick thing. And be honest with your stoners, I'm not the one to sit here and, you know, belittle Travis Scott for that, because I understand that's also a big deal. You know, not everybody gets to perform at the halftime show. You know, look, their first choice was Jay-Z. You know, I'm more than sure, and this is no slight to Travis Scott, but I'm more than sure they asked a few other prominent people. And now they got you. You can say you performed at the Super Bowl. You got the number one album in the country. Now you perform at the Super Bowl. Why not? But This is why a lot more got done in the 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s and 70s, and rather not now. Because, see, back then, the world heavyweight champion would be the world heavyweight champion, right? But that's it. Only by title. Financial and living status? Well, not financial, but living status? Oh, Joe Louis would be right across the his apartment, his nice flushed out apartment would be right across the street from the brothers and sisters he got to see struggle every day. So he feel for them. That's why a lot of athletes like Jim Brown and all of that, when they took a stand, the whole world took a stand with them, because, you know, I'm losing the same thing you're losing, brother. When they boycotted the buses, the bus, and they was like, you know, no black man will ride this bus. We will take away our black dollar. I bet they changed, along with the great Rosa Parks helping out. But I bet they changed, because the whole world stood with you. Colin Kaepernick. I'm not trying to switch it to Colin Kaepernick, but it all ties into something. When the white man, when the powers that be dangle something in front of your face, whether it be real or illusion, something that you really, really want, or something that you think you really, really need, there's a bigger picture to why they are offering you that. And I know a lot of people may think, oh, you're being a conspiracy theorist, you're thinking too hard on it. That's the problem. We don't think enough. Somebody went into Kevin Hart's tweets, 40,000 tweets, 40,000 plus tweets, and found something that the whole world is talking about, that not only he don't do anymore, not only that he has apologized for, but made it mainstream news everywhere. Many talking about Kevin Hart homophobic tweets from 10 years ago on CNN, while we're in the middle of a government shutdown, while we're in the middle of having one of the worst presidents we've ever had in our life, while our country is in the biggest divide it's ever been in since the Jim Crow era, we're talking about homophobic tweets from Kevin Hart. Open your eyes and think, stoners. This is not a coincidence that he gets the Oscars, and then the very next morning he gets hit with 10-year-old tweets. It's not a coincidence that I forget his name, the guy that made the movie about Nat Turner, but right when he's about to make this movie, all of a sudden it resurfaces about his alleged rape case that he was exonerated from, that he did no time for, that he was found innocent of. And they bought that back up. It wasn't a coincidence they bought that back up right when he was dropping that movie, Birth of America. It is not a coincidence when your deepest, darkest get bought up right when you're in at your brightest moment. That is not a coincidence. Somebody is making that happen. So let's stop acting like, oh, snap, why is this on my timeline? I never seen this. You know why? Because somebody put it there. Now you're burdened with the rules of finding out, well, why did you put this on my timeline? Why is it so important to you that I know this? Are you trying to say Kevin Hart is not a good person? Are you trying to say he hate all? Well, what is your purpose of putting this on my timeline? But we don't think that way. We think, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Yeah, but it was 10 years ago. I don't give a fuck. I need to know his thoughts and processes. Like, I was watching the Kevin Hart interview with the Gap 2 dude from the old football player. I forget his name. Michael something. And first of all, I want to say, if you ever hear this, or if somebody that know you hear this, or if you just, if somebody hears this and want to copy these sentiments to him, you are the very worst one-on-one interviewer I have ever seen. Maybe that was your first one. Maybe it wasn't. But not only did Kevin Hart answer your question, he answered it. He didn't answer it, and then he answered it every single time. And then you had the unmitigated gall to sit up there and bring it to the kids. Well, what about kids that are gay? And wouldn't you have anything to say to them? What? When did this become about? Now you're adding on. Now you want the world to start thinking about the children. And if I was Kevin Hart, I would have took offense to that, because children were never brought up. Why are you bringing this up? I tell you, I'm over it. I tell you, before I got here, I've been on multiple platforms apologizing for it. Why are we not talking about the movie Upside that is about to come out? Why are you trying to make me talk about this? So I did not respect what Michael, or whatever his name is, did. That was not cool. He answered your question, sir. And not only did he answer, he said, now I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not getting the detail because I've already apologized about it. And not one time did you say, you know what? You're right. Now this movie Upside, give us some insight on it. No, you wanted your views. You wanted your likes. You wanted your ratings. You wanted to please the bosses. You said to Kevin Hart's face, I've been knowing you for a long time. Well, you know what type of man he is. Why are you trying to turn him into something he's not? Why are you feeding into the trolls? I just wanted to mention that, but I just wanted to let everybody know, stoners, that you got to start thinking for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Open your eyes and look. Ain't nobody, this stuff does not happen coincidentally. You can't be loving a person one week and all of a sudden an article just pops up. Where did that come from? I have no idea. And then now all of a sudden you hate this person. Somebody orchestrated that to happen. Now your job is to find out why did they orchestrate that to happen. Stoners, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. And we really need to get it done. We really need to get it done. For us as a black people, okay? Kevin Hart, from what I see, I never met the man, but he seems like a great guy. Good guy. Why are we trying to tear down our best people? I think we all need to step back and think about that. You want to know what side I'm on? I'm on my side, but I agree with Kevin Hart and I agree with all of his decisions. Please follow me on all my social medias at Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuperBC. Follow me on PSN, Mr. Super Duper BC and the number one. MrSupaDupa and the number one. I'm also on Twitch. I stream every now and again. Check me out on Twitch, Mr. Super Duper BC. MrSupaDupaBC. Hey, guess what? If you love my lovely voice, you might love my lovely face. Check me out on YouTube. That's Stoner Talk, same as the podcast. All right. Love each other. Love life. Open your mind. Shut your mouth. Listen. Stoners unite!